السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are recording, so need quiet. Today we're going to talk about, continue talking about, you know, the stereotype Islam is a civilized religion. It's not a civilized religion, and Muslims are not civilized people. By the way, President Obama, who heard President Obama speech?
Oh, you know what's really funny? The guy who sits behind him really, really hates him and keeps making a sour face at him. And everyone was laughing about that because
Joe Biden.
What? Okay.
Yeah. He hates him.
What else did you notice in the speech of President Obama? That related to Muslims. Confident. Related to Islam and Muslims.
Something about the
terrorism.
Huh?
No,
what?
Isn't his, like, half-brother Muslim?
It's going to be recording everyone yelling out. So basically,
no, basically, nuclear plants are fine. I used to design nuclear power plants. It's fine. But
you did?
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Yeah, they are just like a an atomic bomb, a nuclear bomb. If the radiation is released to the environment, it's going to be like a nuclear bomb.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Is it Obama's, like, half-brother Muslim?
Well, I don't
brother?
I don't know.
But that in itself seems
okay.
Says that
I want to say, I want to honor one student in the class. She's the best. She did all her homework. She's not missing any single homework. She is?
Asma.
Yay, Asma.
And her homework is really talented. She does cover all the points, no mistakes, thoroughly. So I'm really proud of her.
I hope you pass this class next time. Like, hopefully we won't follow you into the next grade.
She's not doing this only in Islamic studies. She's doing this in Quran and she's doing this in Arabic. And I teach her the three periods. All right.
I hope you learned something.
All three?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Notebook.
Paper.
Okay.
So now, what President Obama said, he said that we continue to reject the stereotype that Islam is bad. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Wait. We continue to reject the stereotype that Islam is bad.
Yes. So, it's bad.
Is he saying that in a negative way?
It was in a positive way. He said, we continue to reject the idea the stereotypes about Islam. We continue to reject the stereotypes about Islam. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Then, when he talked about Judaism, then he said we continue to reject anti-Semitic people who are anti-Semitic. And then
what
when
does
it came,
anti-Semitic mean, guys?
Jews.
Anti-Jewish?
Yeah, the ones who hate Jews. And then he said we continue to reject the stereotypes that immigrants are cheaters or dishonest. Okay? So we continue to reject that part. So now here we go. When he said we reject the stereotypes about Islam, nobody clapped. Everybody was silent. And when he said we reject the idea about anti-Semitic, and when he said we reject the stereotypes about immigrants, but when he said we reject the stereotypes about Islam, nobody clapped at all. So this is, you know, this is why we need to really have intelligent replies to these issues so that we can defend Islam. Hmm?
Is it sad that nobody, even in the crowd who was Muslim, didn't even clap?
Oh, that would be funny if it's like nobody else clapped at one person.
Nobody. Nobody. So it's like an agreement between them. It's like really they feel bad about Islam. They feel really bad about Islam.
Because they're gay.
No, because of the.
That's enough.
Did I teach you about Fear Incorporated? Okay.
No, he did last week.
Fear Incorporated. No. Fear Incorporated, it's a business based on fear. How? Let's say you have a house, okay, and there's a backyard. Then there is this guy and comes to you and says, there's a monster in your in your backyard. Then you get scared and you say, what do you want me to do? How can I get protected? Then it tells you, hire me as a security guard, and I'm going to protect you. Then he got a job. Using Fear Incorporated, he got a job. Then he goes and says to the owner, well, the monster brought brought five other monsters with him. I can't do it alone. So then you say, okay, what do you want? He said, I need two other security officers. So now how many? Three security officers. Then he says that privacy is a problem. Because privacy, it means that I don't know things. So I won't be able to spy on people. Now the people are scared. Because people are scared, they say, okay, spy on people. As long as this is called trading rights for security. Giving up rights in exchange of what? Security. So you can see the game. And then a lot of people get hired. And a lot of budget is being used. And corruption starts to come in into these security organization or security agency. Okay, you got it? So they basically create jobs for themselves by inspiring fear inside the people. Okay? All right. And mostly all of these things, like Bin Laden, for example, he was a CIA product. He was not a Muslim product, Islamic culture product. Yes?
On the way to school, my dad was listening to the news, and he was telling me that they were trying to close the Mexican border because they were saying that we should close the Mexican border because we think that ISIS is going to come through there. But they were actually using that fear so that they can close it so immigrants can't come through.
Yes, and that's why he said we reject stereotypes about immigrants, that they are cheaters. Okay.
But also, do you know... half of the reason why we're doing this is because of France, right?
No, it's just because of judging civilization. So I wanted to touch base with them about Fear Incorporation. Okay? Now, Saddam Hussein was also made by the CIA. Then what happens is that they became a bad investment. Like Bin Laden was... United States supplied Bin Laden with... weapons. Why? Because they wanted Bin Laden to fight what? The Soviet Union. Soviet Union is our enemy, right? So at that time they wanted someone to fight the Soviet Union, so they funded Bin Laden and they allowed Bin Laden to buy weapons from United States. Okay, so now the communism fell. So now Bin Laden turns his guns to the United States. Now the United States is blaming Islam. Why do you blame Islam? He was the CIA boy. Same thing with Saddam Hussein. He turned out to be a bad investment, like Norwegian. You know the story about Norwegian? He was in the CIA payroll. He was actually an employee of the CIA. And they sent him to rule Panama. Then he rebelled against the CIA by holding a conference to unite Latin Americans against the United States. So the United States started a war, and they arrested the Noriega. They arrested him, and then they put him in jail. A few months ago, he finished his jail sentence, which was like 20, 40 years in prison. So they sent him to France because he has still... France sentenced him. So they sent him to France to so that France will jail him for whatever things he did wrong to France. Yes?
Wait, can he just if he's like a... Never mind.
Okay.
So this was Norwega, right?
Yeah, Norwegian.
He was sent to Panama?
Yes, to rule Panama. And then he rebelled against the CIA. He was on the CIA payroll. Now, here is what I'm trying to do, to say, I got a reporter after 9/11, and actually, after 9/11, and the reporter asked me, what is the Islamic view about bin Laden and Saddam Hussein? So I said, well, here you can ask me about prayers, fasting, paying the charity, Islamic faith, Islamic religion, and I would be glad to answer you. But Saddam Hussein and bin Laden are CIA products. So you're in the wrong address. You just go to the CIA. If you have questions about them, you go to the CIA. You don't come to me. Come to me only if you have questions about the pillars of faith or pillars of worship and things like that. You got this part? Okay. Now, why these people, okay, become enemies? They make these enemies so that people, the U.S., United States civil people or United States people, American people, would give up their rights in exchange of security, right? You got this part? Mm-hmm. So it is being funded. It is being funded, okay? Now, back into judging civilization. We said one criteria last time to judge civilization. Who remembers? One criteria judging civilization. I just covered one of them. Yes?
Technology?
Yes, we talked about technology, but we said that Islam is civilized using the criteria saying, okay, these are the criteria we judge civilization with. The first one we covered last time is the highest value of the society. Which one in control? Moral values control economy, or economy controls moral values? And say this is, okay, all right, so in Islam, moral values are the same, regardless of time and place. Okay? But in capitalism, for example, the economy is controlled by, the moral values are controlled by economy. And we give you the example of which town? Lake Tahoe. What was the story about Lake Tahoe?
So on the California side, gambling and prostitution, that was illegal. Whereas on Nevada side, it was legal because gambling and all that controlled the economy.
Yes, because entertainment industries controls the economy in Nevada. Entertainment industry, there's a part of the entertainment industry is gambling and prostitution, so they allow them in Nevada. You got this part right? Also, Indian reservations. You know, if you see casino, gambling casino in California, it is an Indian reservation land. Land does not belong to the United States government. It belongs to the Indians, Native Indians. Yeah, Native Americans. Okay? All right. Now, the second value is the role of women. Role of women. Women are a very important part of the society. Okay? In a civilized nation, women's role is to produce human being. What do I mean by produce human being? To have kids and to give birth to kids and
to raise them right.
So if the mom is righteous, then the kids are righteous. If the mom is whatever values, if mom is not righteous, then the kid is, you know, most likely is going to be not righteous.
But the thing is that nowadays, if the mom is righteous, the kid may not be righteous.
Yes, everything is possible. But if you have a bad mom, then the children will most likely become bad. Why? Because she's not going to parent. She's not going to parent the kids. Right?
Actually, sometimes the kids will become righteous because they don't want to be like them.
Yeah.
Well, yes. That's not exactly a good environment to be raised in.
This is the exception. What you said is right, but it is an exception, not the rule. And you know, for every rule, there are exceptions. But
except for the rule that has that.
No exceptions.
But yeah. If the society prefers that the woman will go out and become, show their body to do the business by being models or whatever, ads, or that's uncivilized use of, this is uncivilized action or uncivilized criteria. I'm sorry, not criteria, uncivilized way of uncivilized civilization or uncivilized nation. The nation that will prefer that women go out and compete with men into producing products other than kids, then this is a sign of lack of civilization.
Wait, hey.
Once the kids grow up a little bit, they don't need the mom, she can work afterwards.
That's more like it.
Yeah. But when the children are still young, the mom is key because she will parent the children.
Any objections? Say aye. Okay.
Now, there are jobs that has to be done by women. Like what? Like being gynecologist.
Like a what?
Gynecologist.
What is that?
Is it that? Mm-hmm. Gynecologist?
Just say delivering babies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's like studying how busy
you. Yeah. Yeah. Give it those. Okay. So this doctor has to be a female doctor.
Hopefully.
In Islam, it's highly recommended that she's a female doctor. Because you don't want a lady going through labor to be exposed to a guy, to a male doctor. Another thing is that teaching in elementary schools and teaching kindergartens, okay?
Women are a lot more loving. The guys might just lose their temper and just go like I was saying, just whoosh on the wall.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, away they go.
So
you guys might have heard
this. This is another job for moms. So in this case, mom needs to have an arrangement. Mom and dad needs to have an arrangement for the kids to be taken care of. Okay? And then some parents resign. You know, the parents resign from parenting. Did you ever came across a situation where the parent resigns from being a parent, from parenting his or her kids?
Yes.
Yes.
They put them up for adoption.
No. They just ignore them. They let them grow and learning values from television and street. And television. Television and street. Okay? So, what are they going to get from television? You know what they're going to get from television. And from peers, peer pressure. They're going to get bad things from peer pressure. So, basically, I have seen people, that kids, who say, we don't know our father. We see him just like a few hours a day, but there is no interaction between us. So, we don't know who is this guy. He's a stranger. This is an example of a guy who resigned, a man who resigned from his job as a father. Okay? So, if women, in general, not specifics, in general, if women are out there to compete with men in producing materialistic things, okay, then this is uncivilized, this is one of the uncivilized features. This would be uncivilized. That shows lack of civilization. Okay? So the role of women is, number one was, the highest value is that controls all other values, okay, is moral values. Moral values are moral values. So the second one is the role of women. The role of women. It's uncivilized role if it's the majority. I'm talking about majority. There are special cases. If they dump the children, okay? And usually a mom and dad come after working 9 or 8 hours. They come exhausted and they want to rest. So they don't really spend as much time with the kids. And the kids grow up without much connection to the parents. Okay. Now, the second criteria,
third
criteria is the source of the new generation. The source of the new generation is where...
Did you take pictures of this? I can write it.
Yes, please.
Anyways, any objections, anything you guys want to comment? What else should a woman do that men cannot?
Okay.
Anyone?
Now, this is unfair, by the way. This is unfair for the woman.
Wait, give me a second.
Yeah, well, government positions, because, right now a lot of people are fighting for women equality, and, I guess having females in government positions, well, more females in government positions might help.
Yeah, I think the government position shouldn't go to mainly to men or mainly to women. It should be a pretty even thing, and it should be regulated that a woman is in power.
Yeah. You know, police officers, women police officers suck. You know, what if they criminals are guys and bad guys and strong? I mean, what would a female do with those criminals?
Wait! A girl can be strong too.
Yeah.
Yes, but you know, criminals are. Okay.
There are women criminals too.
Yes, but generally, she cannot handle.
The men? There are plenty of women, policemen out there.
Well, when there is a problem, they call on their male partners to come with cars.
When there's a problem, every policeman do that.
I think, you might disagree with me, but I think it's not the right job. Nursing,
I disagree with it.
Nursing.
I do too.
Nursing is mostly women in nursing and teaching children. Anyway, what I want to come back to.
Wait, there were questions over there, yeah?
Mm-hmm. This is like police officers aren't only for athletic abilities, computer for scenic agents and.
Yes. No, these jobs, office jobs, are good for women. Now, Army.
What you just said.
Army. I mean, I've seen Army women, female armies, Marines, and. I mean, what are you doing in the army? You know what happened to one of them? She gave birth to a baby, and then she was called to go to Iraq. So she said, "How about my baby? I need some time to mother my baby."
No, okay.
They said, "No, you need to be in Iraq."
They didn't give her return.
No, they didn't. They said, "Hey, you need to be in Iraq. You're a soldier. We can't help you." This is mean. And then child is going to suffer. Now there is something you need to understand, that it's not fair for women to go out and work and then come back home and work. You got this part? So she goes out and work and then she comes home and work. For guys, usually they go out and work. When they come home, they don't work as much
That's why when a woman works, the guy should probably do the cooking.
What? No.
Well, he works. He works too.
Or the kids could do the cooking, but maybe
it can't be the mom, because when she comes home from work, and she should probably not be handling a baby during this time, like not a toddler. I'm hoping not a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old. Maybe when they hit 8, then you could probably leave them alone, especially if there's other siblings that could like help them, because you don't want to leave a 7-year-old alone in the house with, you know, knives and fire and, yeah.
So basically, it's not fair. It's not fair for women. Okay. So now the source of the children, are those children coming from a healthy family?
No.
Or this would be a civilized society. But if the children are coming from outside of marriage, relationship, then this is not a civilized sign of civilization. Okay? Now, I was in Indiana. Indiana is very conservative, very conservative state. Like, people tend to have stick more to the religion than most of other states. In Indiana, 30% of kids are coming from outside of marriage. Of course, if I do this in California, then you have a lot more than 30%. But in Indiana, 30% are out of marriage. And then, children are coming out of marriage. So it's just like they say what? A bastard kid?
Son of a bastard kid.
No, like,
son of a bastard. The bastard would be the father just left him.
Yes. So this is not good. This is bad thing. Another thing in Indiana, I'm not talking about California. Another thing in Indiana that I've noticed is that people who are dating, okay, they go sleep together in the same day. Mm-hmm. In the same day. So it's like they are...
It's illegitimate. Mm-hmm.
So they are strangers. They just met each other. And they go into such a thing, right, from day one.
Indiana?
Yes, 40%. 40%. 40% of people who date, they go sleep together in the same day. Do you understand? In the same day, they are still strangers to each other. Are you following me?
What? No.
Okay, people who date, okay, 40% of them, they go to bed in the same day they met each other. They are still strangers. They go to bed the same day, 40%. This is terrible. This is terrible. That's a sign of lack of civilization. Okay. Now, making laws. Now, the next criteria is making laws. There are God-made laws, or what's the alternative of God-made laws?
Man-made laws.
Man-made laws. If God is making the laws, this is a sign of a civilized society. Why? Because God is always fair to everybody. But if someone else is doing the legislation and making the laws, then they will always make it to the advantage of someone powerful. For example, capitalism. Okay, the laws of capitalism is made to...
Are we outside of the environment for children now?
Yes.
What should I call it?
Who makes laws? Who makes the laws? Who makes laws?
Wait, that's your paper.
Okay. Did you get this part? No, who made the laws? Because capitalism, for example, the laws are made to the favor of who? Huh? To the favor of the ones who own the capital. To the favor of the ones who own the capital. We are slaves of the law, right? Why? Because if you don't follow the law, you get punished. Is that right? So we are slave of the man-made laws. So part of the society is doing the job of God, making laws, and the remaining of the society are slaves of these laws. You got that part? So
is this for capitalism or just for laws in general?
For capitalism. It favors the people who have the capital. Because of what? I mean, people who want a lobby. In order to change a law, you want what? Lobby, right? So you can lobby, and if you don't have the money, then you won't be able to get support. You need to lobby, you need to have money, you need to advertise, you need to talk to people in order to do a campaign. Campaign so that you can start a new law. Do you have money to change laws? No. Do I have money to change laws? No.
And I'm pretty sure the government will try to keep it that way.
Yes. I mean, the rich people or the rich organizations, they do can influence the laws because they have the ability to pressure and to convince you using the campaign techniques. Like there was this guy coming to the masjid when I was in Fresno, and he wanted to lobby Muslims to do Proposition 13, which is like allow kids to go to private school and to get a voucher. So voucher means money to pay, like instead of paying your public school, they give you money to pay your private school. So people.
So is that if you're in a non-financial?
Right. If it is, So basically, you're paying for the education of your children in public school. So they say, okay, if you want to go to private school, we pay you to go to private school. We pay you your expenses, so people can go to private schools. And the guy was campaigning. He brought computers, and he said, the ones who attend, okay, and we were going to have a lottery. Draw, and then we'll say we'll have three computers here. So everybody puts his name in a piece of paper, and then they select. So three people get computers. Okay, so that's lobbying, you know, because when we say there are three computers are given away, people come to listen, and then after they listen, three of them get the computer. You got me? You got that? So this is lobbying to tactics. I mean, rich people can do that, but poor people can't. So we are the slaves of law. Another thing is that the president of the United States is for sale. What do I mean that the president is for sale? Huh? Go ahead.
You can bribe him and ask him.
Not bribe him, but fund his campaigns, you know? So fund his campaigns, because bribing him is illegal. Fund his campaign. So the president will make a policy to the favor of what? Poor or rich? Rich, because they can what? Yes, donate money for his campaign. Got it? So here we go. I'm going to support this group, like let's say the people who own casinos, for example, in Las Vegas. I'm going to support them, and I'm going to legislate laws that favors them because they can fund my campaign. This is called president for sale. And there has not been any president in the United States that was not for sale. Everybody is for sale. It just depends how much you're going to donate to the campaign of this president. To be honest with you, I don't know them, so I can't tell you. But might not be for sale. But right now, the president is for sale. Rich people can buy the president by donating into the campaign. And in this way, they influence the policy of the president.
For George Washington, I know it was a unanimous vote. News got around really, really slowly back then, so... Yeah, okay. So, how about Adams? There were
where there was just ties and everybody gave up.
I have 10 minutes, so I stop you. So basically what you want to put here, you want to say that, okay, if part of society, if the minority of the society, if part of the society make laws and the remaining part of the society are slaves of these laws, this is a sign of lack of civilization. Okay? You got this part right? Okay. Then the last criteria to judge civilization is unity, basis of unity. Basis of unity. We are united. So what is uniting us? When we are united in an earthly...
Have you taken a picture of this? Where did it go? Right there.
No, yes, I did. When we are united, based on earthly values like money, like mud. You know what I mean by people united based on mud? What is people? What is people united? I need to finish this one again. Let you go. People are united on what basis? If people are united on mud, what do I mean by people united on mud? No, they all, they mud means race.
Oh, okay.
So they unite on race. So the human body, or the race, basically the human body is created from mud. So that's why you say they unite on mud, which is race. So they are like animals, because in animals you see the elephants together, the zebras together, the bulls together, right? These are animals uniting based on race and type, and that's the animals. You don't see a zebra among deer. You don't see those kind of... They see they're all united based on the mud, the race, the criterion. Go ahead. Okay. So then sometimes uniting is based on money. Let me ask yourself, let me ask you a question here. In the United States, we're united. On what basis we are united? What is the basis of unity in the United States?
One
government.
Huh? Or civil rights.
Who, what makes me, what unites me, you, the Chinese, the, there is something that unites us together. Not the, not the federal government, no. There is something that makes us live in the same society. Huh?
Freedom?
Well, this is one. We are being united together, okay, because of the American dream. Because of the what? American dream. Which is comfortable, fulfilling life. Comfortable, fulfilling life that we live and our children will, huh?
Prosper.
Our children are going to live. So, hopes of the... So, this is our unity. Basis of our unity. Now, these are all, you know... signs of uncivilization, of lack of civilization, when we are united based on earthly values. Now, the uniting based on heavenly values is civilization, is a sign of good civilization. Got that?
Yeah.
So what do I mean by uniting based on heavenly values? Huh? Yeah, which is by faith. We unite because we have not the same faith, but, you know, faith that has a lot of common, like, a lot of common, yes. They have, the faith is that have, one faith has another with the common grounds with the other faith. So we get united based on faith. If we're united based on faith and beliefs, then we're uniting based on, because faith comes from where?
Allah.
From heaven. So we are uniting based on heavenly value. The alternative is to unite based on mud. Mud means race, because we are made of mud, right? Or we unite based on money, or unite based on a rich, comfortable fulfilling life that we're living and we want our children to live. Okay? So it's a sign of lack of civilization if our unity is based on mud or earthly values or money. But it is a sign of a good civilization if we are united based on faith. Because faith comes from heaven. And a lot of faith have common grounds. Common grounds. So these common grounds, they can be a good basis for me. All right.
Based on that, questions? Do you think America is a good society?
It's a good society, but these are signs of... signs of what? Signs of bad civilization. So what do I need to do is to... It's to go against these values. To go against these signs that shows poor civilization. So you learn them, and then you go opposite to them. Okay?
So if you guys encounter a country, what do you do?